Ghost Pine Creek flows from Pine Lake into the Red Deer River. According to historian Merrily Aubrey, the name is rooted in an Aboriginal legend, but the English translation is somewhat confusing.
Well, first of all, it's a bit of a misnomer, apparently. Pine Lake, there aren't any pines around Pine Lake, it's spruce. It has been suggested that it was a mistranslation of a Cree word, Minnehik, and sometimes you see a forest full of trees and you're asked, what kind of trees are those? And, well, they're all pines, or them's pine trees. But in fact, that there are very many different kinds. And in this case, it was probably a spruce.
The story takes place in autumn, sometime around 1820. A band of Cree had camped on the east side of the lake. They'd been hunting buffalo. And after dancing and feasting, they were ready to journey to their winter encampment.
Their healer had been told in a vision that the coming winter would be harsh, and the group should move to the place of the warm winds for the winter. And after preparing their journey for the next day, the camp went to sleep after the evening meal. The night grew quite cold, and although there was no snow yet on the ground, the smell of it was in the air. All day long, the wind had spoken to the prairie grasses and trees with rumors of another group of humans coming from the south, those known to some as the Blackfoot.
At one time, the Cree and Blackfoot had been allies. But that changed when the Cree began helping the fur traders, and now the two peoples were at war. On this cold autumn night, the Blackfoot crept up on the camp of their enemies.
With no sound, all in the sleeping camp were killed, and the Blackfoot took the Cree's provisions and horses and slipped away in the night. Because of its youth and vigor, the soul of the most respected elder was bestowed upon the pine tree to remember and to keep alive the memory of all the peoples who had wandered the plains so long ago.
The Cree point to a twisted old evergreen as Minnehik, what later became known as the Ghost Pine. And legend says, when the wind howls among the trees, you can hear the cries of the murdered Cree who still haunt the lake. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.